TUC Radio, San Francisco. Time of Useful Consciousness. Hidden History. The Man from God Knows Where. In part one of this program, you heard a conversation between the poet Lawrence Ferlinghetti and the singer-songwriter Tom Russell. We met for breakfast in a hotel near the historic San Francisco Fillmore Auditorium. Russell had performed there the night before. It was the focus on the outcast and the rebel in Russell's songs that intrigued Ferlinghetti, and Russell had given homage to the beat poets in his CD, The Hot Walker. It was the first time Russell and Ferlinghetti met. It was the summer of 2005. In this part of our conversation, I begin by asking about the women in The Man from God Knows Where. How did you get into these amazing women's stories, like The Acres of Corn or The Picture Bride song?
Mary Claire Molloy was really made up of several women I'd heard about. And I went out to Ellis Island and spent a day out there and heard about histories and imagined what it was like to go through there. I don't know for sure whether any of my ancestors went through there. The other myth is that all the immigrants went through Ellis Island. Well, they didn't. Only the poor went through Ellis Island. That, see, this is a typical setup for America. The rich could buy their way right into society, get off the boat in New York.
My name is Mary Claire Molloy, I was born in County Cork. At 18 years of age I sailed for the shores of old New York. With 700 picture brides torn between hope and fear, at last we spied Manhattan and the famous Isle of Tears. My first taste of the new world turned to ashes very fast. The ones who enter freely were from first and second class. We steerage folk remained on board as if we were exiles. The captain turned the ship around and sailed to Ellis Isle. Disembarked and stood in line with chalk marks on our coats. X for mental illness, if he back on the boat. They asked us what our reading was, could we read aright? The sound of women weeping swept the dormitories at night. My best friend was deported back to a poor Calais home. Another sent to Swinburne, I died of cholera alone. The rest of us were shipped to trains bound for Midwest states, to wild and stormy prairie lands and our prospective mates. He's American primitive man, and in American primitive land, Irish eyes and calloused hands, American primitive man.
In the sense of The Man from God Knows Where, I had to read between a lot of lines and create Mary Claire Molloy.
And The Acres of Corn.
Yeah, that's me kind of. Again, trying to stand in a woman's shoes that's left alone a lot in a farmhouse out in the middle of nowhere and dreams. Iris DeMent sang that really well, hauntingly.
When I was a child, I spoke as a child. coming, but my thoughts were still wild. I thought I'd seen London, or maybe Paris, but I'm staring at cornfields, and they're staring at me. Dreams are just things that you keep in a jar. You bury your dreams, or you wish on a star for an ocean line ticket back to where you were born and away from these hard times and the acres.
One of the other things about these people that came from the old country, there was a lot of loneliness and depression. In the old world, there's a very much community life. You'd go down to the church or the local pub, and there would be a community life. Well, suddenly, you've taken a ship across an ocean for 2 months, and you walk down to the middle of America, and you're isolated. And a lot of things we don't hear about in our history that I wanted in the personal history of this record, a lot of these people didn't make it. Lots of suicide, lots of barn burnings, you know, just going over the edge. There's a book I saw called Wisconsin Death Trip, which is basically a guy that went back and found the newspaper accounts of a small town in Wisconsin 100 years ago, and it's rife with murders and suicides and insanity that we don't read in our American history books. That a lot of people made it, but a lot of people didn't, because they were torn away from their culture. They were sent out to the middle of Iowa, and especially the women, and they had nothing to fall back on except hard work, and crops failed. So I just try to get inside some of these people's heads, you know. Thank you.
hard. I watched my nearest neighbors now planting fruit trees in their yard. They're dreaming of the old land as but added to their tears, as most of their young children died before they reached 6 years. I married me a Svalbard man, praise God, we fare quite well. While others fled in dark of night from land to Kudusel, some hung themselves in apple trees on broken, bankrupt farms. The sun would rise on rotten fruit and the smoke of burning barns. American primitive men, American primitive land. He never touched me with an angry hand. American man. This land was conquered horseback, its horses now we race. Percherons and Clydesdales are trained in farming ways. Our daylight's gone to dusty work, the night is storms and fright, and alone whistling through the night. And when the wind moves through the barley and the owls begin to moan, makes a body mournful for the wars we've left back home. So many nights I watch the storm, I stare out through the rain, dreamt of our departed boy riding on the old fruit tree. The son who ran away from us on that orphan train.
You refer to dreaming a lot.
Somebody was discussing that song with me the other day. Will you perform it? A cowboy, actually. He says, my favorite song is The Dreaming. And I said, well, I had such hopes for that song. Cause to me, it was the core of the record in a way. Like when I see these old guys in bars in Ireland sitting over a Guinness, and just, you could tell they're just dreaming. They're dreamy-eyed.
Yeah, I was in Ireland last summer. I was out in County Sligo, and I could see that.
It's just something that's hard to describe. You go in a pub and see these old gents. Everything out of their mouth is usually a pearl of some kind to you.
What the Irish can do with the English language is wonderful. We can't do it.
It's the source of our music in a way. The Irish melodies for our folk songs. But the lyrics, these wonderful old songs, Carrick Fergus, Raglan Road, great poetry, which Dylan, of course, tapped into immediately. He was very hip to all that stuff. But
the search for meaning leads through the dreaming.
I know. I already put that in a poem.
What is it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, whiskey's the life of man. But whiskey's mostly water, and it's whiskey fuels the worker and corrupts his only daughter. The mountain water in the still, the copper pipes a-steaming. There'll soon be whiskey in the glass, and dreamers gone to dreaming. Oh, it's the dreaming. It's a dreamin', a young girl's prayer, an old man's thoughts a reelin'. two lovers stealing, the moonlight beaming. Oh, it's the dreaming, it's the dreaming. Oh, I met her down in Dublin town. Like a butterfly I fell to the spider in the black bush of the old railway hotel.
I spun my web from Liffey's walls, the back room down at Whelan's. But oh, how sweet my poison now is drowning in the dreaming.
Oh, it's the dreaming, it's the dreaming. A young girl's prayer and an old man's thoughts are reeling. Two lovers stealing, the moonlight beaming. Oh, it's the dreaming, it's the dreaming. Oh, whiskey's made of water, lads. Barley, corn, or malt. And man and woman's water mixed with poetry and salt.
Bring on the pulling of the tides, the flash of eyes gleaming. Passion blends the elements, the yeast is but the dreaming.
Oh, it's the dreaming, it's the dreaming. A young girl's prayer and old man's thoughts are reeling. Two lovers stealing, the moonlight beaming. The search for meaning leads through the dreaming. Oh, whiskey's the life of man.
Yeah, it's beautiful to hear both your voices in there. And then, you know, it becomes clear it's also a love song. It's not just about memory.
Yeah, I don't know who's singing that. Is it Iris? But I think it's Dolores Keane, who's this voice of the Irish earth. This woman from Galway.
Is she the one that did the it's a pity you when Irish girls grow up?
Yes, that's Dolores Keane. That was beautiful. And the Keane family came out of Galway, and their mother... the parents sang in the Irish language, very straight a cappella stuff, and she's of that family.
Yeah.
Boy, her voice can just...
It's a pity when
Irish girls grow up.
Darling, don't go to the city, you get lost there in the crowd. All the boys there in the city drink and smoke and talk too loud. The women in the city sneak their whiskey from a cup. Oh, isn't it a pity when Irish girls grow up? Have you heard of Mary Gilligan? She's gone about 3 weeks. She's painted up her lips when all the colors left her cheeks. She never goes to mass no more. She gave her virtue up. Oh, isn't it a pity when Irish girls grow up? Have you heard about the Coonies, the Russells and Malloys? Their girls all left the farm and went to chasing city boys. Their mothers pray to Mary that their girls won't turn corrupt. Oh, isn't it a pity when Irish girls grow up? Oh, God forgive me saying it, but I swear that it's all true. The Lord should strike me dead. Shall this be set, the likes of you? Your lips will not touch alcohol. It's tea that you shall sup. Oh, isn't it a pity when Irish girls grow up? City, you get lost there in the crowd. All the boys there in the city drink and smoke and talk too loud. And the women in the city sneak their whiskey from a cup. Oh, isn't it a pity when Irish girls grow up? Oh, isn't it a pity when Irish girls grow up?
Dolores King, and she told me that anecdote that I put in the song, how Irish women get away with gossiping about, they're tremendous gossips. She goes, before they'll gossip about another woman, they'll ask for God's forgiveness, like, God forgive me for saying this, but she's a bit of a tramp. So I put that in there. There's just something there when I go to Ireland or Spain or Italy, or just about when you go into a pub or a bar and you see that, something we'll never have here. This sense of community, this sense of far older cultures, you know. You can just see it in their eyes. It was something I was trying to put my finger on that we don't in our history books.
Hey, look how far we've come. Do we know who we are? Stranded on a mountaintop, trying to catch a falling star.
Here's to what we've left behind us. Here's to what we've kept inside. May the road that lies before us lead to a place where love abides.
I went walking with my baby through the early morning frost. Saw three crosses by the roadside where three young souls were lost.
Guess they're flying with the angels. Jesus took them for a ride high above the Rio Grande. They'll find a place where love abides.
You may cross the barren desert. You must walk your path alone. But a sudden storm may blind you, shake your spirit to the bone. Seeking shelter for a weary heart, somewhere to rest, somewhere to hide. Then somewhere down that troubled road, you find a place where love abides.
Love Abides, sung by Tom Russell and Iris DeMent. That was part two of an hour-long radio program with singer-songwriter Tom Russell and Lawrence Ferlinghetti. The songs are from the 1999 CD, The Man from God Knows Where. All songs, except for The Dreaming, that was co-written by Katie Moffat, were written by Tom Russell. You heard Dolores Keane sing When Irish Girls Grow Up and Mary Claire Molloy. Dolores also sang, along with Tom, in The Dreaming. Kari Bremnes sang Anna Olson and Iris DeMent, Acres of Corn. Tom Russell was born in Los Angeles in 1950 and now makes his home on the border in El Paso, Texas. I heard that there's a saying along the border in Mexico, if you don't turn your history into song, you lose it. Tom Russell started performing in bars along Skid Row in Vancouver, BC. He has recorded 18 albums of original material and published 2 books. Tom Russell's website is www.tomrussell.com. Russell is spelled with 2 S and 2 L's. TomRussell.com. You can find that link on TUC Radio's website, www.tucradio.org. That's tucradio.org. Look under Newest Programs. You can get information how to get a copy of the one-hour program On the Man from God Knows Where by calling us. TUC Radio is free to all radio stations. Call us anytime at 877-TUC-TAPE for information on how to order. Our toll-free phone number 877-TUC-TAPE translates into 1-877-882-8273. My name is Mariah Gelardin. Thank you for listening. Give us a call.